Forces of hell. We understand from Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 12, it was vividly expressed that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. The violence take it by force. So for every kingdom blessing, it has to be violently fought in order for its fulfillment to be evident. Is somebody here with me? Which means that there is a violent activity against everything that will make the believer good and make the believer well. There's a violent activity concerning your life, not to fulfill your destiny. There's a violent activity concerning your marriage, not for you to get married. And after you manage to get married, there is a violent activity not for you to enjoy your marriage. Again, there is a violent activity for you to have divorce or to destroy the marriage. Is somebody here with me? There is a violent activity against your career and against your job, against your career, and against your job. Also, for every facet or ramification of life, there is a certain kind of violence that opposes your well-being and the promises of God concerning your life. Is somebody here with me? It also means that it takes violence in order for you to also break through and receive that which God has for you. Is somebody understanding me? Because there is violence stopping you from reaching there. And then you also need violence in order to take over. So for everyone that comes into the kingdom of God, the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered what? Violence. And the violence take it by force. So if you understand this scripture, you will come to know that life is not a playing fair. It's not a place we play. We are not playing. It is not something to joke with. Life is not a joke, but life is war. Because before you can move from one level of your life to another, it takes violent activity. You need to be violent, else you remain unmarried. You need to be violent, else you remain childless. You need to be violent, lest you remain jobless. Is somebody here with me? So for everything that God has spoken, every blessing that must come to a man will face the opposition of hell. But this morning, the devil is a liar. Your amen is weak. The devil is a liar. Praise God. This year, God has spoken through his manservant and said, it's your year of exceptionalism. It's your year of exceptionalism. And it simply means having an outstanding qualities of life that makes you different from the crowd. Having an outstanding qualities that makes you different from the crowd. Not superior, but different. Not proud, but different. In other words, it is a quality where God is making us to be excellent in all our ways, in all our doings. It is a quality where we become brilliant, 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 brilliant. It is a quality where God's favor is reaching us and meeting us right at the point of our need. It is a season where when men are cast down, we shall say there is a lifting up for us, because God has exceptionally given us exemptions. Wow. It is a year whereby God says that I will cause the land of Egypt to suffer certain plagues and certain atrocities, but yet the land of Goshen will never suffer harm. Those who live in the land of Goshen were the people of God. Inasmuch as there were darkness in the whole Egypt, Goshen had light. And I pray that this year the Lord will be your light. In the name of Jesus. It is the year God says that I'm going to give you and manifest myself through you by the spirit of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, fear of God. So this year is loaded with spiritual virtues. Great spiritual what? Virtues. That will build our lives and destiny for greater heights. For what? Greater heights. So God has spoken this year. He has spoken that when men are marrying, your marriage will be exceptional. When there is an interview to select somebody or a group of people, by reason of your year of exceptionalism, you shall be the one to choose. The Bible said, and Daniel was preferred. Daniel was preferred in Daniel chapter 6, verse number 2 or 3. He said that he was preferred better than the king's president and the king's people. Why? Daniel had an excellent spirit. An exceptional spirit. This year, God says, you shall be exceptional. For that reason, you will be preferred. 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 God is giving you that competitive edge, that advantage over others in the same group, in the same community, in the same environment. God has spoken this year. In case you don't know, let me remind you. He said, this year shall be your Isaac order of year. Yes. 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 It shall be your Isaac order of year. Wow. What do I mean by that? The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 26, verse number 12 to verse number 14, and Isaac waxed strong and became great. He was strong and became great. And he had possessions in the same land where people were sowing, but they were not producing anything. There was great famine in the land. Great famine. Great what? Famine. Nothing was working for anybody. But Isaac stood out. He was outstanding. Why? He had an exceptional grace upon his life. To the extent that he was strong, he alone was strong, became great, had possessions of flocks and other things. And the Bible said, to the extent that the Philistines, the natives of the people, the people who owned the land, envied him. He became envied. They started, in other words, they were coming to Isaac to borrow. Because for them, it was not working for them. Everybody was looking up to Isaac for resources. Everybody was looking up to Isaac for how to go about things and how to do things. That is the secret of the scripture. The Bible said, they envied him. So this year God said, it shall be your Isaac order of year. People will envy you. The whole nation, you will be an attraction. This is a prophecy. I said you'll be an attraction, not to individuals. Oh my God, I sense there's an anointing like that. You will be an attraction, not to individuals. You'll be attraction, not to a group of people. You'll be attraction, not in your community alone, but you'll be an attraction to the nation. There are people here that the president will come look for you. I came to tell you that the minister will come look for you. The minister of state will come look for you. The president will come searching for you. That is what was happening in the days of Isaac. God made him exceptional. God made him exceptional. Yesterday I was on social media, Facebook, and I was watching a documentary of this man, the Zoom Lion Man, and he was testifying about how God has blessed him and how he has gone through the mill and has sown in tears and has gone through many challenges, even from one government to another government. And he recounted how presidents who just call on him and encourage him and tell him that, hey, you are doing a good job and I'm ready to support you. Almost every president that came saw something good about what this gentleman was doing and decided that I will help you. I'm telling you, it's about time. Your goods you are selling, the business you are doing is going to be an attraction of the whole country. Oh, come on, look at you. Can I prophesy? Whatever you are doing is going to attract a national attention. National attention. Some of you are just teaching and you are not taking it serious. Some of you are just doing something and you think nothing good can come out of it. You have come into the grace of exceptionalism, where God says that in your year, it shall be after the order of Isaac. It shall be after the order of Isaac. I believe that the president at that time in Philistine began to call on Isaac and say, hey boy, how are you doing this? Because for us, nothing is working. Nothing is working. But for you, how are you making it? I prophesy over your life. Whatever you do, may you be an attraction. Not to individuals only. Not to a group of people only. But be a national attraction. Be a national attraction. Be a national attraction. In the name of Jesus. The Isaac order of year. Come on, shout the Isaac order of year. He had possessions, many flocks, heirs, great stores, and servants. And the Philistines envied him. Why? Because everybody wanted to be like Isaac. Can I prophesy? Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Can I prophesy? It means that people will wish they were like you. This year, that is going to be your story. People will wish that they were like you. In the name of Jesus! They will wish. They will wish. Means the Bible, they envied him, means that they wish they were like what? I pray for you. This year, receive that grace that will cause people to wish to be like you. You only want to be like somebody who is above you. Oh, come on, that is weak. You only want to be like somebody who is ahead of you. And I see God taking you higher. Oh, come on, can I prophesy? I see God taking you higher in your business. He's taking you higher in your career. He's taking you higher in your spirituality. And people will want to be like you. They will strive to be like you. They will yearn to be like you. They will desire to be like you. Receive. I feel the oil now. Somebody's blessed. Please be seated. Now listen. Even though God has spoken, we must understand that these promises cannot be fulfilled until we violently take it by heart, by force. Because there is a violence of hell to deny you and to stop you from reaching where God wants you to reach. For becoming what God wants you to become. God says, it's your year of exceptionalism. But the devil say, no, I will not make it happen. Therefore, the violence of hell will release certain kinds of obstacles, certain kinds of barriers, certain kinds of blockades. It will bring this your path in order to stop you from getting to where God wants you to get. But I see that devil as a liar. I see that devil as a liar. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what must we do? We must have the violence nature to be able to contend and take back. Because these are promises that is ours. God has spoken to us. It is for me. Once you know something is for you, you must go get it. Am I speaking to people here? Once you know that God has promised you something, You must go get it. The fact that he promised doesn't mean that it's in your hands. In getting it, remember there are forces who want to stop you from getting it. So what do you do? Do you let them take it? Do you let them take it and say, ah, as for me, Charlie? My bro, my bread. After all, say, things are not bad. Things are not bad. We must have that contentious ability. We must be able to contend and receive that which God has for us. Somebody's blessed. Luke 16:16 says, the law and the prophets were unto John. And since that time, the kingdom of heaven is preached. And every man, the man here is generic, not only talking about men, as in males, but everybody must do what? You see how I did it? They must do what? This is not a kind of better attitude. Press! 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 Every man must press. If you don't press, it will not open. If you don't press, somebody is denying you. Must press. So in marriage, we press. In finances, we press. Eh? In career, we press. We don't make ourselves boko. God, since the days, the time of the kingdom of God is preached. But, and every man, press. If you want to move from one level of your life to another, press. If you want to have a change of level, press. If you want to get married, press. Why? Every promise of God will be opposed by the forces of hell. So it becomes contention. It becomes all. It becomes all. It becomes all. It becomes all contention. Let me tell you. It is a natural thing and a spiritual thing. Because that which is in the spirit is what pertains or manifests in the physical realm. So if you are able to win the battle spiritually, then you can have the battle at ease physically. Am I speaking to people here? And one way by which we contend and press in order to have what God has promised us is through fasting and prayers. One way that we battle our way out in receiving that which God has for us is through what? Fasting and prayer. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. You must understand this. This is very important. We don't contend with our physical bodies. Or your mental faculty. As a matter of fact, the contention is not physical. Tell somebody it's not physical. It's not physical. But it is what? It is a spiritual thing. Somebody is blessed. So in contending, we contend with our spirit. We contend with God. We contend with God. We contend with God. Tell somebody we contend with our spirit. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, we understand from the word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. In other words, be strong with your spirit. Don't be weak. Be strong. Tap three people and tell them, be strong. You need spiritual energy so that you'll be able to contend and receive that which God has for you this year. If you will be able to make the exceptional mark that God is releasing upon us this year, then there is the need for you to contend. So that you can be able to receive that which God has for you. Somebody is blessed. And as I said, one of the ways by which we contend with our spirit is on the altar of fastings and what? Prayers. Hallelujah. It is a covenant way to exercise your spirit man to be strong. To be strong. One of the ways by which we become stronger in the spirit is to exercise our spirit on the altar of fastings and of what? Prayers. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. So, in as much as if a man wants to have more muscles and stronger muscles built up physically, the man has to go through a lot of physical exercises. Praise God. You have to wake up every morning, do some runnings, do some joggings, be on the treadmill, begin to lift metals. And in 3 months, when you see the man, say, hey, wobble, why are they? Why are they? The wobble is as a result of that physical exercise that was done to the body. The spiritual exercise that is done to your spirit. For people to know that wobble in the spirit is to be on the altar of all fastings and prayer. It makes you spiritually buoyant. This word I borrowed from my father. It makes you spiritually what? Buoyant. You'll be walking. It is possible you have a tiny body, but spiritually, you are buoyant. When demons see you, you don't cast them away. They cast themselves. When Jesus returned by the power of the Holy Ghost from 40 days of fasting and prayer, when they saw him, they were asking him where they should go. whilst he has not even spoken. Have you come to torment us? You allow us to go here. After these 40 days. Oh, come on, look at you. I said after these 40 days. Unless you are not doing it. After these 40 days. May your spirit man be buoyant. May your spirit man be buoyant. You see, once you build your spirit man, no physical attack can hold and stand against you. Everything that happens to a man physically can only be overturned by the spirit. Hallelujah. Because everything comes from the spirit realm. Don't take things for light or lightly. Is somebody here with me? When you are sick, it is not just a headache. It's not just a stomach ache. It's not just an ulcer. It is not just a cancer. It is not just diabetes. It is not. There is a spirit behind every sickness. Let me tell you. That is why some respond to medication, and they become well. And some upon medication, you are still the same. Because if the spirit is not dealt with, no amount of medicine will respond. Is somebody here with me? So, it is time to make our spirit man what? Bo, I'm leaving you with this word. What is the word? Buoyant. Somebody go to Google and search for the word. It makes you buoyant. It makes you hot. It makes you hot. It makes you hot. It makes you hot. I pray that you become spiritually buoyant. In the name of our Lord Jesus. We saw that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8. Karabo Shadaba. He said, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come. Wow. He was not just talking about physical exercise and blah, blah, no. But he said that, look, he was talking about spiritual exercises. And he was telling you that bodily, in as much as bodily exercise, profit little. There is much to benefit when you exercise your spirit. The word godliness is a spiritual exercise. He said that godliness is profitable. Fastings and prayer is what? Profitable. How? It makes your spirit man what? Ah, you are there. Somebody forgot it. It made your spiritual man what? Receive buoyancy. In the name of Jesus, somebody is blessed. We must understand, based on the word of our Lord, that God, when he promises, is for all. But its fulfillment comes to the individual. The promises of God are for all. Everybody saying, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exceptionalism, yeah, yeah, yeah. They be dafem. Exceptionalism, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fasting, yeah, yeah. They be booby goom. You tell us how many of you cried in my breath, so we did. Because I know be the deal who will be able to tread in me. Ice! Charlie, what's your time now? I said, I'm going to crack a bottle of phone. I'm going to be sitting here on a bottle of my day. Am I telling somebody's story? Yes. We'll be out any time, man. Hey! when God speaks, it's for all. It's for all. But the fulfillment comes to the individual. Write it. Whenever he speaks, it's for all. But its fulfillment doesn't come to all. It comes to the individual. God says you shall be great. It does not come to all. It comes to those who are willing and ready to contend. Are you understanding me? Because from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence will take it by force. You cannot be able to take things by force if you are not strong. If you are not what? Some of you, you are spiritually better. You can't stand for 3 days fasting. And as of we are, that's not the corner home pipe wasting 40 days here. Yes, Mama. Oh, dear, Mamina, and as the 40 days, Nichemwa, Masako. Some of you, too, you have been deceived by friends. I fasting, and the 10 things, and so anyway, fasting, yeah, we're in the Kakanka cross, what does it? Oh my God. See, the promise has not been spoken to them. So they don't see how they must contend for it. Jesus was, it was prophesied over Jesus that he shall be great. When the message came to Mary, he said that thou wilt give birth to a son, and we shall call his name one Jesus, Wonderful, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And he shall be great. Isn't that a prophecy? Isn't that a prophecy? But when Jesus was born, his only confinement at his highest level was to be at the shed of his father, who was a carpenter. He could only emerge as the carpenter's son. And that is what people knew him to be. Meanwhile, the prophecy said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Where was the wonder at that time? You will tell me the time was not up. No. If you become wonder, right from your days of growing up, at least we should see some symptoms of wonders and greatness. But the only greatness we could see was that which related to his earthly father, Joseph. Swinging of hammer and driving of nails. Until one day, when he saw John the Baptist praying and preaching, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Then when John saw him, said, behold, the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Hush! So one day, when John was baptizing people, it came to pass that all the people were going for baptism. Everybody. Like we have started 2019. Everybody, tell it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell somebody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Obienia represent Afidia, 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 and Suhute. I pray for you that this year become your best year ever. You will not go through this year like any other year. Some of you live to regret and think of the past as better. Sometimes you look back and you thought that your years back used to be better than this. But that must not be your portion. That must not be your portion. That must not be your destiny. The path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Jesus went through baptism, not any other person, but he went through praying. After that, the Spirit led him to the wilderness. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says that, and he returned full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And again, the Bible says, and the fame of him spread abroad. Wow. From there, his destiny began to shine. Now he could heal the sick. Now, the wonder that was prophesied upon him started showing. You are sitting down. You want certain promises to come to pass, but you are not ready to pay the price of. Pastor, me ni dia na me ho ira ira me. Edrobia, doctor, atremo bwa. Edrobia, doctor, atremo me. Why ni dia na ho ira ira. Praise God. We have a sample in scripture I want to share with you, and then we pray. In the Bible, a man called Esau. Tell somebody Esau. Esau had a birthright, had a promise of God over his life. Esau is the first son of Isaac by reason of birth. And first son in Israel means a lot. Now we call the patriarchs of Israel, and it comes in certain order. You mentioned the God of Abraham. Yes, Abraham, the father of faith. Man. Then you come to his son Isaac. And instead of Esau, we mention Jacob. Why? All because for his appetite for food. He loves food too much. Go with me to Genesis chapter number 25. Genesis chapter number 25. The whole story runs from verse 28 to 37. But give me Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16 that summarized everything that was said in Genesis 25. Hebrews chapter number 12 verse 16. He said, let there be any fornicator or profane person as who? Esau. Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Sold his birthright. He said, I would love the rendition. Let there be any fornicator or profane person. I was very surprised and shocked when I had to see this in scripture. So I started going back to the life of Esau to know where Esau fornicated or Esau was a profane person. And I want somebody to help me do the research, because up to now I have not found anywhere that Esau was found fornicated, as you know, or a profane person, as you know. But then the Lord opened my understanding to understand this. That it is not the kind of fornication of sex. But any time You let go of something valuable for less pleasure. You are a fornicator and a profane person. Anytime you let go of something valuable for a pleasure of a moment, you are a fornicator. Esau didn't value his birthright. As the first son in Israel, you carry the blessings of Israel on your head. One day, he came from farm and was hungry. Hunger doesn't kill. Everybody repeat it after me. It gives you ability to endure and have patience when you go through it. It doesn't kill. It doesn't kill. Your appetite for food will deny you your blessings. He came from far. For some reason, the brother has done impotom-potom or abenkwain. And you know sometimes abenkwain has that taste and scent. Especially when you put in those things. The precursors. And then no, they have one thing be. Momone soup. Oh, kayaduza. Hey. Supaku. Na sent na yeden. Ajibe. I want to believe he started feeling the scent right from no Charlie, and then you feel better there. Sometimes that is how we behave. When you got home, say Charlie, I didn't horn. Say hey, you didn't horn. Ah, Charlie, some potom poto be way day. Now that's why this potom poto they were lying. I know he, because the way I struggle, the way I do with my potom potom, it should take me like 3 days. So, you know how the situation is. Papa is sick. Mama too doesn't have time. So when I prepare my food, I must make sure it lasts. Or at least you can also do some. I mean, Charlie, first, Charlie, bro, at the home. Bro, at the home, make you give me just a small. Say, no. Charlie, as for this food here, if I go give you a, then you will give me something, though. Or give me something. Ah, the way I tire, I struggle where I do the food. As if they were joking. Like I'm speaking in pidgin. Tell it. Oh, massa. As for this one there, if I will go taste bad, the way the thing's sweet, you go taste bad there, you will give me something. Say, ah, what at all you go here? I mean, waiting day inside the food way. Waiting. That was the way. They waiting. Waiting there inside the food way. You won't make a tire like that. Say, Charlie, then from today, make her be the eldest. Say, ah, you pa. Elder keke way, you won't make her die. Charlie, you give me the food. Say, ah, what so say? Make we agree. Make we agree that from today, you are going to be the junior brother and I'll be the senior brother. Say, ah, take him. They come and give me what? And put on. Just a mere words. As if they were joking. That is how fornicators behave. Is somebody here with me? They let go of their glorious life, glorious destiny. They let go of the promises of God. As this year God has spoken that it is your year of exceptionalism, and everything that I've spoken about it, just to hold on and work their way out to that promise for the sake of or the appetite for food. Esau let go of what? his birthright. From that day, he regretted ever in his life. That began his struggles. That began his woes. And he was never able to recover from that incident. I don't know what God is telling you this morning. There is a birthright over your life this year. There is a birthright, a place you must get to, a height you must reach, a level you must be. Are you going to let food deny you from getting there? That is why you are not fasting. That is why you are taking it for granted. That's why you think that, as for this one, it's too long, Dodo. So with your heart, you don't know the level to which God wants to take you. Is somebody here with me? Are you going to allow food? Let me tell you, nobody has ever died of hunger. Nobody. Even those war-torn areas where they are going through serious famine, it is not hunger that kills them, but rather the war. Praise God. No. Nobody has ever died of hunger. And you are not just you are not just doing hunger strike. It is for a purpose. It is for a reason. I believe that Esau wouldn't have died if he had waited for his own food to be prepared. But like joke, some of you are selling your birthright because of food. Since you started eating, what have you gained out of it? No, you have been eating and eating and eating. What has come out of it? Somebody answer me. What has been able to come out of your eating? And if God has set some days and times aside for you to fast in order to secure your birthright for the year 2019, you are playing Jemix. Let me tell you, if you don't gain anything at all, not your spirituality. Somebody is blessed. You must take this moment serious. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is whole. Somebody is whole. Would you want to be like Esau? Or you want to be somebody who must take hold your birthright? That is the reason why we are fasting. There is a destiny over your life. There is a birthright that you must see happen. You have a birthright of exceptionalism. You have a birthright to be outstanding this year. Do you have a birthright? You see, this year, I'm telling you, is going to be full of humbling testimonies. As I speak it, I create it. As I speak it, I make it happen in the name of Jesus. Humbling and outstanding testimony. Somebody's blessed. If you are not fasting, get your shoes on. Put your gear on. At least do something. At least do what? Do something. It's not a dry thing. Taking fluids that will sustain you, but yet fast. Whatever it takes, fast. Even the doctors have given you whatever they do, fast. Find a way and go around it and fast.
said, Pastor, I don't know. She was surrounded by a cocoa berry. And more than cry. No, I shall say, Wally won you. Wally won you. This will be training this one. Yes! If you are prudent, you can save more money this month. And this fasting season, that will be a starter for you, even for the year. Because some of you, you are spontaneous buyers. Whatever you see. See, consecration, you don't enjoy certain things. When you are fasting, you are in the mood. You don't go and mingle yourself with people. You don't go and sit with friends at the sports and then stuff like that. I'm not saying you drink, but then there are times some of you find yourself in certain circles and you know that kind of thing. You don't spend. Because you don't want to pamper the body. But you want the spirit to be what? Buoyant. You forgot. Amen. These are not the days to be putting on much jewelry. Just a little one will do. What do you think? Yes. You are killing the flesh. You are killing what? So if you are wise, if you put all these monies together, every day, the ones you'll be using for Ole Wonyo, just save them. By the end of the 40 days, you have a startup. Somebody's blessed. Amen. I love that. I want to share with you one benefit of fasting and then we pray. Somebody is blessed. What are the tangible profitings of prayer and fasting? I've already talked about the fact that it empowers your spirit man to be buoyant. Amen. Praise God. We talked about Jesus. Give me Paul as we use him as an example in prayer. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 5. Yeah, come on. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 5. This is a man who wrote more than half of the New Testament. This is a man who had great revelation about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a man who really brought the understanding of the gospel. He made the gospel so clear and vivid. And this is his lifetime. He said, in stripes, in imprisonment, in turmoil, in labors, in watchings. And then last one, he said, and in what? In fasting. In fasting. And that made him strong. The one who said that we should be strong in the Lord and in the power. Bible says, among other things, in fastings. So fasting empowers your spirit man to be strong. Isaiah chapter number 40. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 29. Isaiah 40, 29. He says, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no mind, he increases their strength. May your strength be increased. Today hold every promise of God concerning your life. He went on to say, verse number 30, Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I pray for you that you will not faint. I pray that you will not faint. Nobody wish to faint. If you have really experienced fainting before, it's something difficult to control. You go off. You become weak. You lack strength. You can't carry yourself up. Especially when you are alone, it becomes dangerous because you can fall anywhere. Sometimes we faint through life. We faint through life. We faint in business. We faint in marriage. We faint in every area of our lives. But the Bible says, He giveth strength, power. He giveth power to the weak, and to them that have no mind, He increases their strength. I pray for you. May your strength be increased. I said, may your strength be increased, so that you will not faint. 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 Somebody is blessed. Somebody is receiving grace. Strength that is taking you from now to the end of the year. The strength of an eagle. The strength of an eagle is that for those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Shall renew their strength. They will have their strength always restored back. As much as they move, it is natural to wane in strength when energy is exerted. But for those who wait on God, their strength is always renewed. I pray for you. Every day of your life this year shall be a renewed strength. It shall be a renewed strength. It shall be a renewed strength. A capacity to take hold that which God has for you. In the name of Jesus, shall I receive it? Be on your feet.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.